Justin, you like this meatloaf guy, huh?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
You like this meatloaf guy?
Yeah, that meatloaf guy, he's alright.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, you could say he's dead meatloaf, but...
Dead meatloaf? He's actually coming to town soon. He's in the recent issue of the Happiness magazine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really something.
You better stop right there. Damn it. I was way off. There we go.
Bow.
Do you love me? Would you never leave me? Would you need me?
It was loud.
So happy for the rest of my
life. Come on, let's hear it. Let's hear it, Justin.
Would you make me your wife? I need to know right now. Would you love me? Would you need me?
Okay.
Yeah, we don't need to go into that.
That was,
Anyways, I hope you added that.
Well, it was our baseball intro. Because, hey, you're listening to another episode of DFC, where we're doing our top five baseball scenes in film. How we doing tonight, kids?
I'm drunk.
Yay!
Yay!
Just in time, how you doing?
I'm actually probably the most sober person in the room.
Oh, I doubt that.
I don't.
I don't know.
I'm honestly pretty good.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
That's good, because you get to add the shit when we're done, then.
Don't get me wrong. I got a strong buzz, and I'm stoned out of my mind, but...
Oh, boy.
I just remember we have a pizza.
No,
in the oven.
I'm staring at the oven. Don't mind me.
All right, you guys talk about how someone can find us. Tell them about iTunes, how cool iTunes is. You know what iTunes
Danielle,
is, Justin?
Danielle, have you ever heard of this thing called iTunes? I'm going to throw you softballs. That's all I'm going to do. Okay?
Oh, good luck with that. I have heard of the iTunes.
Do you know who makes it?
That would be the apples.
Yes. The apples, not the bananas, are the ones that make the iTunes. And they also make anything that starts with a lowercase I.
Ah.
Which is also synonymous with douchebag.
Yeah, touche.
Most of the time. Most of the time.
Like an eye dog?
Suck a dick.
You know what? If he's not over here, he can't talk.
Exactly. You gotta be sitting.
Like an eye dog?
You have to be sitting.
Hey.
How?
Sorry, hit the table. I think these towels help them.
They do. They do seem to help. We now have towels under our microphone.
We're all high tech and shit.
We're high skilled, yeah.
We have washcloths under our fucking microphones.
It's still kind of loud, but...
It's better than it was.
Yeah, technically, you have a dish towel. Just saying.
Wait, do you still wash things with it?
No.
Is it a cloth?
He did until I moved in.
I think it's still a washcloth. If you wash dishes with it, I think it's still a washcloth.
I don't wash dishes with a washcloth. I use a sponge.
Good for you.
I do.
Okay.
Good for you. Good job, buddy.
Yay.
Wait, way to go, Ron? Are you going by Ron these days?
Fuck you. That's a great segue to our topic today. Which is the top five
baseball movie scenes, whatever.
Well, we were originally going to do... First, I said top five sports movies. I thought that would have been easy.
That's way too many movies, though.
Justin thought it was way too many. And too general, so I was like, okay, well... he wanted baseball movies. I looked at baseball movies, and I could not take five. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I actually just did quotes.
So, baseball scene... Okay, yep. That's awesome.
Some quotes from them because I remembered, you know, like watching
them.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? Actually, I failed in that part. I didn't have any quotes.
I took quotes.
I don't have any quotes.
But I have five different movies.
For those that just listened to our last podcast.
Bad News Bears, yeah.
Yeah, Bad News Bears when we did that, which is the prelude to this. I left my notes at home, and this is the first time we've ever recorded at JTB's house.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
Yeah, pee free since 93.
Okay.
All right, anyways.
Pull it back in, boys. Pull it back in.
So, all right.
We need to talk
Daniel,
about...
Daniel, what's your number five?
Number five being...
Baseball
like
scene
the least...
Your least favorite.
Like,
our best quotes.
I took quotes. I didn't take scenes. So it's actually the Field of Dreams, the voice of If You Build It,
They
Will
come.
Okay. Well, it's He Will Come, actually, to begin with.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's it. I mean, everybody knows that it's synonymous with the whole baseball and even Kevin Costner, for God's sakes. But it's my least favorite, but one of the most memorable that you remember if you watch movies. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I saw Field of Dreams. I heard it's excellent.
See, I'll take a second crack at number five. My number five is, we talked about it in the previous podcast for a little bit there, Benchwarmers.
With
David Spade and Napoleon Dynamite. And
that's a baseball movie?
Isn't his name like John Herder or Heater?
John Heater.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's close to his name.
Hmm.
No, they play softball or something, but that's close fucking enough.
Okay.
That's my number five. It's not a good movie, but it's not a bad movie. It's humorous, I guess. And that's what I was going for.
Benchwarmers, okay. That's cool. Alright, my number five is, let's see, it's gotta be Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Okay.
The scene where they go and they hang out at Wrigley Field, because when I was a kid, it was like, I was at Wrigley Field. So the movie was there, and I was like, hey, I've been there before. So it was cool. It was cool back then. It's still pretty cool then.
That's a really good...
Respect.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's a good
that's my number
segue
five.
Into...
It's not really a baseball movie at
baseball,
all.
Baseball, yeah.
But,
That
I had to throw it on there.
My number four is very remiss.
Respect.
Hey,
let me do the same.
It
so
did,
quick.
Yeah.
Hey.
Respect.
Right, so
back to me, and now we're on to four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the Bad News Bears, do you guys remember Kelly looking at the ballet girl?
Kelly Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he goes, I got a Harley Davidson. Does that turn you on? Harley Davidson? I'm sorry. There's something about that just made me giggle. And I'm like, that's funny. I totally remember that shit.
That's an awesome line, yeah.
Yeah, it was just... fucking funny. And of course, because you know we're in Milwaukee area, and
oh,
Milwaukee
Harley,
has
yeah.
Harley, and yeah, you know, I couldn't help myself.
That's home. Well, yeah. I love the looks of them. I hate them when they drive by every night in front of my fucking bedroom window, motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's kind of a bitch.
And they sit at the stoplight.
They rev at the stoplight. There's a stoplight and a stop sign, and that was really loud and almost fucking like. Right on it. So
fine.
Don't
fine.
Do that ever again. Because, no. Don't. That was annoying, wasn't it?
Do you realize how many bikes I have that just surround my apartment at any given time of the year?
Yeah, I could. They stop at the stoplight and the stop sign, one on each fucking corner, and they rev. And I'm like, if you have to rev your engine, then you need to fucking get a tune up. It's fucking running, you're fine. Go.
Yeah.
All
anyway,
right.
Sorry.
So, are we on my number
four?
I still
you.
Think that was a Harley. Yeah, it was a.
My number four favorite, and I did movies, not quotes.
Right.
Is Space Jam.
Oh. Nice.
I decided to throw a little throwback.
He played both. Yeah.
Space Jam.
Oh. Yeah. Because he didn't play basketball at the time.
Oh, because he played baseball at the beginning?
Yeah, he was playing baseball, and they had to get him back, and they dropped him off at the baseball at the World Series.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yep. All
right. I guess that's a nice little ball. All right.
Thank you.
A little vague, but, you know.
Oh, hush. You were vague.
Hey, it's a number four, and my next three are about to blow y'all out the water, so.
Okay. My next one is the League of Their Own, the Chicks game. It was cool. It had Tom Hanks was always good in it.
Yep.
There's no crying in baseball.
Yeah, yeah. He's always good in it. And they had a good cast. You know, they all did good. Rosie and Gina Davis and Madonna and Tank Girl and, you know, all of them.
Wait. Tank Girl, what's her real name?
Her name's Tank Girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is funny because that that movie crosses into mine, but yeah, we'll let that go for a minute because it's not up there yet. Yeah, it's a crossover, cool. But it's not up there yet.
Yeah, but it's a cool movie. I should see it again. It's been a long time, and I should have watched it, but it's a good one, I think. I hope.
Okay.
We should watch it again sometime.
We should.
Yeah.
Danielle?
It's baseball season.
Okay.
Number three?
Number three, Kevin Costner in Bull Durham. He plays Crash Davis.
Did you ever see that movie?
I did. Did you never see it?
No.
Susan Sarandon is like a groupie of the spring training of baseball, and she like picks her one guy that she's gonna train. And anyway, and so there's a saying that Crash says, and at this point, Susan Sarandon's talking to him and another guy, and she's like, well, you know, you gotta kind of tell me, what are you gonna bring to this? And he basically was like, wait, why do you get to choose which one of us you get to mentor for the year? And she's like, what? And he's like, why don't I get to choose? And she goes, well, what do you believe in when you get to choose? And Crash Davis's, the Kevin Costner's character, turned around and said, well, I believe in the soul, the cock, the pussy, and the small of a woman's back, the hanging curveball, high fiber, good scotch, that the novel of Susan Sontag are self-indulgent, overrated crap. I believe Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. I believe that there ought to be a constitutional amendment outlawing AstroTurf and that designated hitters. I believe in a sweet spot and softcore pornography, opening your presents Christmas morning rather than Christmas Eve, and I believe in long, slow, deep, soft, wet kisses that last 3 days. Him saying that, the way he said it to her...
Uh-huh.
And goddamn it, that's why I love Kevin Costner.
The way he said it to her...
I gotta drop the mic. Don't drop the mic, you fucking idiot.
The way he said it to her, and then he turned... And just like this, he went,
we bought this mic for $1. I'll reimburse you.
He looked at her, and he went,
I think it works better.
Turned
now.
And walked the fuck away. And at that point, I was like, yeah. Like, he was telling her, fuck you. I'm not a rookie. I got this. Bye.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was my saying that I really liked. Right. Sorry.
That's a good one. My number three was Minor League.
Wait, which one?
Minor League. With Charlie Sheen.
That's not the name of that movie.
It was Minor League.
Yeah.
No. Major League.
Whatever, Major League. My bad.
Minor League.
My
Major
bad.
League,
I'm drunk.
Whatever.
Fuck off.
And here I'm like, no, I get it.
Because that's my number three is Major League.
Nice.
And that's the one with Charlie Sheen. I don't know if he was in one called Minor League, too.
And I don't. There is one called Minor League, or so I read.
No, there's one called Major League 2.
Well, Major League 2, Major League 3, also.
How's the pizza?
Is there Major League 3? It's out.
Oh, good, because I could smell it all of a sudden.
No, it's out.
No, he got the pizza out of the oven.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
All right, good.
Hey, for the listeners, JTB did get the pizza out of
the
oven
in
time.
All right.
So, yeah, that's my number three as well, which was...
Nice.
What are your number three, Danielle?
Well, she just did. We're on her number two.
We're on number twos?
Yeah, we're on two.
Who's number two?
She starts.
I start with number two.
Oh, you start number two.
Number two, Sandlot. Ham Porter turns around and says, you're killing me, Smalls. And he said it throughout the whole fucking movie.
Yeah?
Because the kid's name is Smalls that he's talking to all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
See, my number two was Bull Durham.
Ah.
Wow.
So, what the...
Swippy swap.
Yep.
Swippy swap. My number two?
Your number two.
My number two is Jack Nicholson in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Next.
Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. No, it's when he's talking all the people into watching the World Series.
Oh.
And he's trying to get them all involved. And
yeah,
trying to
get
anyone to raise their hand. Hey, you want to watch the big game? Watch the big game, blah, blah, blah. And they'll raise their hand, and then he gets them all into a room, and he starts reenacting the... He makes it up, you know, so-and-so hits the ball, blah, blah, blah. He's making up, like, announcer things and talking. Yeah. And all the crazy people are all standing around looking. And that Nurse Ratched fucking cunt-ass bitch, she's all like... looking all mean mugging and shit. I'm fucking poor.
I got called Nurse Ratched once.
I'm poor Jack Nicholson. And he just wants to watch the fucking game, that's all.
Just JTB trying to not act like Jack Nicholson in that scene, acting like Jack Nicholson, not trying to act like Jack Nicholson in that scene right there. That's, if you could follow that train of events, that's what I just watched.
He has no idea what's going on.
But that was my number two.
Alright, okay, so number ones. Alright, my number one, and this is where A League of Their Own crosses over for me. Hmm. My number one is when he looks at, what's her name, Dottie?
Is that Tank Girl?
Yeah, Biddy Schramm. And
huh?
Biddy Schramm is her name.
Biva?
She was on Monk.
Skibble.
She's on Monk?
Okay.
Anyways.
Okay, so
anyways,
she's on Monk.
Check him out.
So,
is that show still on? That's a good show.
I don't think
yeah.
it is.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Hanks walks up and he's like, are you
like,
crying?
That's my generation's Matlock.
He says, are you crying? Okay. Are you crying? There's no crying.
There's no crying,
there's no crying in baseball. And she's like,
drink.
No.
There's no crying in baseball. Everyone says drink. Hopefully you were drinking along at
so
home.
So that's my number one.
If you're stuck at work, go in the bathroom and do a line.
See, my number one, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of baseball movies that I do love and I do enjoy. For some reason, I don't know why baseball movies I think are great. Mostly because Kevin Costner's in most of them.
Hey, you guys got this boner with Kevin Costner.
I fucking love Kevin Costner. That's why, like, when you said sports movies, I couldn't just, it would be Kevin Costner. Just, what?
Tin Cup.
Exactly. That would have been my number one. That's my top five favorite movies of all time.
Somehow you'd figure out how to fit Robin Hood in that shit.
Archery is a sport. I'm just saying.
All right, but what's your number one?
My number one is The Sandlot. And that's because I grew up watching it. I'm the target demographic for that movie. And that I've watched that movie since I'm a fucking
I should see that movie,
kid.
Huh? It's kind of like a shitty Stand By Me.
What?
No, it's nothing like Stand By Me.
I don't know. I never saw The Sandlot.
Pull it together, dude.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I've never seen it.
Dude, hey. Dude, put your scrub back and fucking watch a movie.
I never saw The Sandlot.
I don't know what that analogy was supposed to.
I don't either, but it sounded funny.
Stop riding my ass, Miles.
Thank you.
Okay,
Jason. Insert a fart noise here.
Oh, am I turn for number one?
Yeah. What?
Number one is Strike. Naked Gun. Lieutenant.
We all just looked at him and went,
wow. He's out there searching all the players and shit, and they're walking up. Leslie Nielsen, Lieutenant Frank something. Frank Drebbel.
Frank Trembled?
Drebbel? Something.
Drembled?
I don't know, but yeah, he got the umpire uniform.
Yeah.
After he sang the national anthem, so he became an umpire. It's great.
Those fucking movies. have you ever seen what is it? Top Secret?
No, not that one.
With it's shit. What's
yeah,
the Val
Kilmer.
Yeah. Oh my god, dude, it's so good.
Did we talk about this before?
I feel like we did.
I feel like we have.
That movie's so good, dude. You gotta watch it.
Is that your number one?
That's top five favorite movie of mine.
What's your number one
We already said it. You were the last one, baby.
Dumbass.
Okay, well, I guess that's it then for the segment.
Stay tuned to find out what we're into this week.
Yeah, we got a new segment coming up. Take a little break here, and I'm not even ready for this.
Pull your pudding, and we'll see after that.
Talk a little bit. Was I going to play some music or something?
Oh, no. I thought you were just going to go off. I mean, really, we could edit.
Yeah.
Justin, that's your uncle, isn't it?
A drink, the glasses clink, like the anvil chorus in my head is splitting, breaking, busting. Oh, brother. Oh, ow. What do I do now?
Pink All right, elephants so we're back with me. DFC. We're bringing you our new segment. It's, what we're watching this week.
Is that what we're calling it? We have to think of some kind of cool name.
I don't know. I said something good in the last podcast. I don't remember what it was.
But the general idea is that each one of us has to have something in the last 2 weeks that we kind of just got back into, whether it can be a book, a band, a song, a TV show, a movie.
Some form of entertainment.
Whatever is like really got you interested in the last like couple weeks. It could be something new, it could be something oldie, rediscovered, kind of anything. Something you just found that you can kind of throw out there and say, hey, I kind of like this. And
it's what are you into this week?
What are you into this week? What's new this week? Something.
I don't know. That's a general synopsis.
Okay. So you want me to start out, or?
Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
I mean, it was my idea, so I guess I can start out.
Yeah, you lead off.
Okay. Well, my thing that I've been into this week is the Roseanne Collection on Netflix.
Nice.
The old Roseanne TV show. It's on Netflix, but it's not just the regular series. They don't have like all episodes. It's called The Collection. So they only have.
There's some with Tom Arnold Tom Arnold owns the rights to that he like directed. Like it's in his like clause or something.
Uh huh.
Where he owns those episodes. And if he's not getting paid for them, they're not released.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
I read that in the internet. I don't know if you've heard of that.
The interwebs?
Yeah, it's got to be true. I mean, I read it.
Bonjour.
I thought it was strange, the collection, that it was a little out of order. But it was still cool. The first episode we came on was Dan and Roseanne. They find some weed in the basement. They think it's the Big Bang Kids.
Big Bang Theory.
Johnny Galecki. Yeah, they think it's his. And they bitch at him, and he says, okay, it's mine, because he thinks he's covering for
but actually Big Bang Chick.
Actually, it's Darlene. Roseanne and...
Darlene. And
Scrubs Chick. Yep. Or, yeah.
And Sarah Chalk.
Yeah, yeah. Her, too.
Not the Scrubs Chick.
Well, that was the older sister.
Yeah,
right. Well, Sarah Chalk.
That was brought up. It was like moment. It was her.
The second blonde-haired.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, was the first one really. The first.
Well, it was the first one on that collection I started watching.
Huh.
So it was strange, and then
first one we started watching has the second Becky.
That's weird.
It's not in the right order because one episode.
The same thing if you try to watch Boy Meets World. It jumps around. It gives you a bunch of like third season episodes and then first season episodes.
Well, to be fair, it is called Collection, so it's not saying this is the series. It's called Collection, but then I mean the most that wasn't in at least consecutive order, because the first episode I watched, it was what's the sister Jackie? It was okay. Jackie having her baby, and then I watched the very next episode, and it was Jackie getting pregnant.
Oh, so Jackie didn't have her baby till like season 5 or something like that.
It was all all mixed up. Yeah, it didn't go in order at all, which I was kind of upset. But I am like, you know, like saying thumbs up on this fucking thing this week because
no, Roseanne is a great show.
Because yeah, it is cool. I haven't watched it in years, and now I'm like, hey, play the next episode. It's cool. No, and it's funny stuff. The John Goodman is a fucking badass.
John Goodman is the shit, first and foremost.
And then you think about, like, other kind of, like, actors that came out of random TV shows that you didn't expect, but end up hitting it big, you know?
Like Roseanne Barr.
Well, no, I was thinking, like, Woody Harrelson from Cheers.
Well, yep.
You know, he came out of fucking...
I mean, he played Woody.
But yeah, if you look at Cheers, who you think would have hit it big out of that cast? Who would think would have went on after the show?
John Ratzenberger had a pretty decent career.
Not compared to Woody Harrelson.
Well, not compared to Woody Harrelson, no. Ted Danson, he's still a star.
Ted Danson's some cool shit.
Yeah.
But he hasn't been as close to a successful...
Well, as Woody Harrelson kind of poached his career a couple years ago, too.
Ted Danson is in that New York show with the author. You seen that? Fuck is that called?
With Jason Schwartzman?
Yeah. And the Hangover dude.
Yeah, and Zach
Galifianakis. Scared to Death, yes.
Scared to Death?
No. Yep. Bored to Death, yes. No.
Yes, it's Bored to Death.
I'm going to say something else. He's going to say, yeah.
No, it is Bored to Death.
Angry to Death.
No, it's Bored to Death.
I think you're right, it is Bored to Death. But... So yeah, but
I was into that 2 weeks ago. Why weren't we talking about this then?
Well, I guess we missed out that week. But so that's mine. It's the Roseanne Show. It's on Netflix. The Collection.
What I was gonna say though is my aunt.
I guess if you're listening to the show, maybe it would help if you had Netflix or Hulu or something. Some of her stuff.
It's cheap enough. For $16, you can get all of it.
If not, they can watch Hulu on their.
You can get a free Hulu.
Or, I mean, they can watch Roseanne on their little cell phones.
There's an app. Inbox me, and I'll tell you how to get it.
Is there an app for that?
There's an app for everything.
All right.
I got apps on Aspera.
All right, so that was on into. So who's next?
No, I was gonna say on the topic of Roseanne, my aunt, she is Roseanne.
Yeah.
Like, she was born just outside Chicago. They're the same height. They act exactly... Well, Roseanne on the show.
Okay.
Not Roseanne Barr herself. That bitch is crazy.
Okay.
Also, I really think what she did at the World Series when she sang the anthem. As an American patriot, I do not agree with it.
No?
But as an appreciator of comedy, I think it's hilarious. So I'm torn.
Yeah, I mean, I was never a big fan of Roseanne Barr. I don't know.
But her
the rest
show,
of the cast that, of that show, though.
That show is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. It's a fucking awesome show.
That's a great show.
I mean, yeah, Sarah Gilbert's badass, like you said.
Yep.
Great show. Anyways. Even the little kid, he's good, too.
Danielle, what are you into this week? Spotlight.
I have a very bad headache right now.
I'm sorry.
It is... 3:22 a.m.
Yeah, and dang. I've got a headache. That's all I can say. But
and oddly, my girlfriend is not answering my Snapchat.
Yeah, well, because it's 3:22 a.m., motherfucker. The fuck is wrong with you? If you're calling at 3:22, you better be bringing me Taco Bell and another bottle of tequila. Don't fuck with me.
I'm Snapchatting her, not you.
Look, she's probably saying the same thing. Anyways, The thing I'm into this week or in the last couple weeks, I guess would be the real name, and nobody will probably know her. Well, you might by the last name. Tanner L. Schneider.
Oh, Rob Schneider's hot daughter.
L. King.
Okay.
I've really been, it's kind of my guilty pleasure. I've been enjoying her album, which obviously is the, what, titled album, America's Sweetheart. And yeah. That song is country pop, and believe it or not, I kind of dig it. Like, it's weird, and I told Jason the other day, I'm like, this is my guilty pleasure. It's kind of like what the Spice Girls were back in the 90s.
And even guilty
like,
pleasure.
Like,
I
like
it.
I'll agree that it's not the worst thing I've ever heard.
Right. Well, you know, and as long as certain people stay the fuck away from the jukebox at the bar, it's going to be a great album. Until then, I'm, you know.
Oh, no, it's, you know, it's going to get ran through like a fucking a blonde on fucking frat night.
And and if you hear the music, yeah, it's a good song. The words are good. Yeah.
Okay. So.
Good shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she actually took her name of L. King from her mother's last name, and her middle name, obviously. So, her mom's last name is King.
Was her uncle's name BB?
No.
Oh.
Are you sure?
Sorry, but no.
I had to ask.
No, I dig Ellie King, too, yeah. She's way better.
Is it Ellie or L?
It's L.
L? That's what I thought.
No, okay. I have no idea, yeah. Okay.
And her mom's name is London King.
London King.
I just thought that was weird. Like, London King.
Is that King, comma, London? King London?
Well, yeah, if you put it that way.
Boom. That went out there for y'all.
Cool.
All right, so
that's my thing.
Nice. Yeah, I'm digging it.
So, all right.
Good shit.
I actually have two things I'm into this week. Unprecedented, unheard of at this point in the segment.
Oh boy.
We've never had this happen before.
Oh no.
No one has ever once even dared to have two things they're into. But the number one thing I'm into this week is the penis movie.
Okay, I'm done. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Did you watch the penis movie?
I love the penis movie.
You guys are assholes.
With Charlie Brown and Snoopy? Oh, that shit's good. That shit's good. Woodstock's in there.
Oh, man.
In the penis movie.
You know what? We were at the video store last night, and I wanted to get the penis movie, but Danny said she didn't want to watch the penis movie last night.
Why wouldn't you want to watch the penis movie any night?
She wanted to watch the penis movie some night with Inside Out, where we had both movies.
Inside Out's good, but Inside Out and then the penis movie, it's... I mean, that's just... That's where you want to be.
Anyways, so what's your other one, you fucker? You little fucker? You penis?
I got that count.
I got like 10 more jokes with
you
Inside
penis.
Out. Hold on. Can I...
I'm...
I'm done. I'm gonna stop.
Yeah, no, I love Charlie Brown.
No, it's Charlie Brown. It's Snoopy. And...
It's
Linus
stuff.
And the gang.
It's a good
penis movie.
I love the penis movie.
I'm gonna
movie.
Let you two sit here and talk about penis movies.
Alright, but no, what I'm really into this week is me and my girlfriend just got done watching all of Parks and Rec.
Okay.
And I'm still into that show.
That's
a good show. I recommend it for everybody. You can watch it on Hulu. You can watch it on Netflix. You can,
are you sure?
You can download all of it on
the
internet
the one
for free.
Pratt
I'm not
going to
tell you how, but yeah, that's.
He's so cute.
Thank you.
No, he is.
Oh, my bad.
It's okay.
Well, you still might be talking about me.
Oh.
I just want to let
you said he, but you were looking at me.
I just want to let you know. If you ever see me sitting like down with my on my hands and knees.
You're looking for ants from my eyes.
Just don't worry about it, because I'm just looking for ants. And I'm gonna get fucking punched.
I'm going to bed.
Yeah, Jason, I stopped because I didn't want to get punched.